Informing America's Farmers and Ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America, brought to you by Cenex. Cenex Premium Diesel and Premium Lubricants. Trust your local experts at your nearest Cenex location or visit them online at Cenex.com for more information. Well, joining us now here on Agriculture of America, pleased to have him with us, Greg Dowd, the president and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation. And Greg, it is great to have you on AOA, sir. Thanks for joining us. Hope you're doing well.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, I know busy times, especially in the dairy industry right now, a lot of headline news out there, and of course, a lot of different issues that we are watching. And you've been on the job now as president and CEO for a few months. So I know we're going to talk about that here as well today. I want to start, though, top of mind for me, of course, is this avian flu and the bird flu in dairy. Can you just give us any updates real quick, Greg, on some of the latest that we are seeing with the spread of HPAI throughout dairy herds?
Yeah, nothing going on in that world. 3 months on the job, and here we go already. You know, I was at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association back in the day when we had mad cow disease, and so this stuff follows me around, Jesse. I think I don't know what's going on here, but the honest answer is we're learning day by day what's going on here. You know, the entire dairy industry is doing everything it can. Fortunately, you know, we know that the milk supply is safe. We, you know, through pasteurization, et cetera, we're doing everything we can to help our cows stay safe. And the National Milk Producers Federation implements with the Check Off the Farm program. And so we're really emphasizing biosecurity here. We're really emphasizing taking care of the cows, taking care of our workers, you know, everything we can do here to assure that we, you know, as we know, this is the safest food supply in the world. Our milk is the safest in the world, and we're going to do everything we can to keep it that way.
Well, of course, to your point, biosecurity, so important. I know there's a lot of material out there for producers to check out online, and so we hope that biosecurity can win the day and we can stop the spread of this avian flu in our dairy herds. So we'll be watching this closely, of course. Let's switch topics, though. Another very important topic in terms of the dairy industry that I really wanted to talk to you about today is the FMMO modernization, Federal Milk Marketing Orders. Greg, this has been a long process. We knew it was going to be a long process. Get us up to speed on where things stand when it comes to the FMMO modernization.
Well, this is something very unique to the dairy industry and how milk is marketed in the United States. And it's a really complicated thing that goes all the way back to the 1930s, you know, 90-some years old. And we haven't updated this process in terms of pricing and all the mechanisms and we use for the different classes of milk, et cetera, since about 2000. So it's been 23, 24 years since we've updated a lot of this stuff. And we knew it would be difficult when we did it. We didn't know that it would be the world's longest USDA hearing, 5 months, some, 12 or 13,000 pages of testimony. So the other day, we finally, everybody submitted their final comments, and now we're waiting on USDA to make it its initial determination on what it plans to do with all of this information and what the update will look like. We think we'll get that sometime around July 1. We'll have opportunity to react to this. Then the process is we'll get a final thing here towards the end of the year and probably by the first quarter of 2025 to have the opportunity for the producers to vote. Jesse, the point is this is for the producers and how milk is priced. This isn't about all the different elements of this industry, but this is the primary focus of this is on, first of all, you know, a proper price for milk for producers and a consistent supply of milk for consumers.
Well, and thinking about this process too that you mentioned, Greg, it's so long and there's a lot of folks that you know have stake, of course, in this, and there's all the different comments and things and different ideas and proposals that have to be put together to find a common ground. That's part of the reason why this process takes so long, and to your point, to get it updated because it hasn't been updated in many, many years, Greg.
Well, you know, from a national milk producer's perspective, we started some 2 years before this. And I think there was over 100 meetings that, you know, all occurred long before I came on board. Many, many different aspects of this that were debated hotly within the national milk process. But the key point here from a national milk perspective is our proposal was unanimous. So all the different cooperatives in the U.S. and dairy, about 70% of the milk that's produced in the U.S. came up with a unanimous set of recommendations to do all this. And here in Washington, and when you're going through one of these processes, that is a very, very powerful thing that I continue to drive home. I was just really impressed coming at this from the outside, looking in to see all the work that has been done to this, the consensus that has been built. We don't expect USDA to be exactly in lockstep with what our consensus proposal was, or not consensus, unanimous. But it'll be really interesting to see at the end of the day what USDA does, because at the end of the day, it's the producers that vote on this and up or down and what these changes are going to look like, not anybody else.
We are talking today with Greg Dowd, the president, CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation. Greg, let's turn our attention to now you've been on the job a couple of months, as you mentioned earlier, and kind of stepping into this role. You have a lot of experience, of course, in terms of ag policy, being a former undersecretary, and things of that nature. So talk to me about some of your goals. What are some things on the horizon for you here as we go throughout the rest of 2024, beyond the two big issues we just talked about, of course, with avian flu and then the FMMO stuff? What's kind of at the forefront for you as you lead the National Milk Producers Federation?
Well, you know, I grew up on a farm in Kansas, but it wasn't a dairy farm. But my street cred was that I actually was on the K-State dairy cattle judging team back in 1988. So I do kind of know my way around a dairy cow. But when I was in government as the chief ag negotiator in the Trump administration, you know, we renegotiated NAFTA, USMCA. And so certainly a part of those negotiations with Canada, and then spent an enormous amount of time on dairy in the China Phase One agreement. So having an understanding of all of those things, you look at the industry today, you know, we're somewhere 16, 17 on our way to 18 plus percent of all the milk in this country that's produced being exported today. We are spending several new billions of dollars, $6, $7, $8 billion in new processing, cheese and other products, and with an eye on the export market internationally. If you look around the world globally, we're growing in just about in terms of what we're doing as an industry, and just about everybody else around the world is shrinking, whether you look at the Europeans, the Asians, et cetera. So the opportunity for us is to continue to innovate domestically and grow internationally. And I think the dairy industry, what I've been saying to everybody, I think your better days are ahead of you. I think there's still a lot of upside potential here, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
I would ask you as well, in terms of expanding international markets, and I know we've had challenges, of course, with Canada, with dairy trade. To that point, is trade with Canada still maybe the top issue, so to speak, as we look at, you know, some of our export partners and challenges that are out there, Greg?
Well, I think the Canadian issue is very, very difficult. And being a guy that was involved in those conversations, it's very difficult to write a law to prevent somebody from robbing a bank. You just can't figure out all the different ways that somebody might circumvent what you put in a law, or in this case, a trade agreement. And clearly, we anticipated that Canada would try to be slippery on this deal. And certainly they have. And I think we have to continue to look at that. And that's going to be an issue for a long time. I think what we're looking at right now in national milk, and one of the things that we're having a conversation about, is a program that we've had for a long time called the CWT program, the Cooperatives Working Together program. And this is something very unique to all of agriculture. And this is an opportunity for a fund that is generated by the industry to work on ways to promote and move dairy products, particularly cheese, out of the United States. We're looking at that to see, you know, in the new environment, as we update and go forward as an industry, There are newer, different, or innovative ways that we can use these funds to benefit milk prices in the United States for on behalf of producers.
Well, Greg, great thoughts. Anything final you want to mention or reiterate to folks listening in today, especially our dairy producers out there? Anything else you want to mention for us here today?
Well, I think the key thing is we're really, you know, with this bird flu thing right now, this is a tough time. But we, you know, we're working very, very diligently together. Everybody in the industry is having a great interaction and conversations about this. And this is a time where, you know, you have an opportunity to really work with some of the best people in your government to figure out this is a new environment, a new situation. This is going to require all hands on deck and a lot of leadership. And I look forward to working with our government officials on this as we learn more, because there's still a great deal we have to learn about this. The veterinarians in this industry are doing a tremendous job. And I really appreciate and understand the difficulty that producers are in right now with this. But look forward to working with you and getting through this situation, because we have better days ahead. There is no question about it.
Well, we will leave it at that. Again, learn more and stay up to date online at nmpf.org. With that, the president and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation, Greg Dowd. Greg, thanks for joining us on AOA today. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
And once again, Greg Dowd with the National Milk Producers Federation. All right, coming up next, we're going to stay with the dairy industry. We're going to talk dairy markets with Alyssa Badger from High Ground Dairy. She joins us next on AOA, brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel and Premium Lubricants. Learn more at cenex.com. Back with AOA right after this.